Blog Talk
Radio. And I'm
going to
be standing there as your shepherd saying, because I'm going to give an account. That was in the first session that Dr. Barclay taught us tonight about the judgment seat of Christ. Your pastor is actually going to stand there and the judgment hall with Jesus and give an account of your life to Jesus. And you might be like, whoa, what are you talking about? Well, the judgment seat of Christ, where your works will be tried by the fire of the word of God and of truth. And this is the cool thing about, hey, Scott Sherrill, welcome, brother. And Roger Oxley running over there to YouTube. Thank you, brother. Appreciate you being over there. You're a great welcoming committee for anybody that showed up on our YouTube channel. We appreciate it over there. Now, here's the revelation. There's a whole lot of people that will tell you, well, you know what's in the Bible isn't really the truth. Well, yeah, it is. Yes, it is the truth. And they can say to you, wow, I don't believe it. Well, it's all right. This book, the Bible, has been proven to be true so many times throughout history. If you just read history, history would tell you to believe the word of God. History itself would tell you to believe the word of God. We can't make you. We won't condemn you. We won't call you stupid too much. We won't. We'll look at you and say what people said to us when we came to God. Proving. He's trustworthy. Proving. He's trustworthy. I got to give you a testimony of Sister Leanne and I. When she got back, I started looking around our house. And all of a sudden I realized, you know what? We got more and many possessions than we have room for. We got a second couch and a chair out here in a different garage. We got second vacuum sweeper. We got a second TV screen. All of a sudden, it hit me. You know what? Malachi chapter 3 is happening right in front of our eyes. He said, I will pour you out blessing you aren't able to contain. Well, that's pretty cool. The word of God manifesting in front of your eyes. Since you and I are learning to manifest the word of God, which is what he said in his final 10 things to do, we've got to fine-tune our Christian life and warn and evangelize everyone around us. Well, that's what we talk about here all the time. That is the whole purpose of this program, to establish you in the faith and to encourage you to be bold in your faith. Now, let me give you a verse of scripture, and let's read this. And then I'm going to go over this prophecy preview with you so that you and I can just see the words he's saying, but also giving some scripture. Turn with me to 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, and let's go down here to verse 13, and we're going to take it down. Right down through, that's 4:13 through 18. And then chapter 5, verses 1 through 24. I'm going to read that whole section of the Word of God. This is the Apostle Paul teaching us of how to deal with the end time events. Can we get a shout of glory, hallelujah, or thank you, Jesus, from anybody?
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Don't you just love God? I love God and his people. Here we go. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 13. Now, I've been saying I'll have people read. Anybody want to read? If you're sitting there with your Bible in front of you, you better be. Welcome to read if you'd like. Because I'm really wanting to see everybody's gift come on. Certainly, Sister Leanne and I use our gift. Sister Phyllis has been reading with us at the end of every program. And thank you, Phyllis, for your help there. But I want to see some of the rest of you begin to get bold in your Christian faith and use. You don't have to be a perfect reader. That's not what it's all about. It's about learning how to use.
Some of us have children that make a lot of noise on Saturday nights that we have to have our mute buttons on.
Amen. It's all right. That's good. Put your mute button on. And if you don't, I'll help you. There was one night, I don't remember. It was a long time ago. I don't even remember who it was. One of you was somewhere, and somebody took the cussing in the background. I'm like, whoa, Jesus, Lord have mercy. I hit the mute button for everybody. I'm like, wow. Anyways, here we go. 1 Thessalonians 4. But now, Phyllis, if it's Harley Davidson's outside and they're revving their engine, you've got to turn your mic on just so I can hear it. What's it called? Bunk a Biker? That's what it's called. All right. Here we go. 1 Thessalonians 4:13. I do not want you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning those who have fallen asleep, lest you sorrow as others who have no hope. Well, I want you to have hope. Want to say it with me? God, I have hope. I have hope. And let me just do something here. Sister Leanne has inspired me. And that inspiration is good to make sure I continually always have this shared on the Facebook page. You got shared over there already, love? Anyways, look at what he says. Don't sorrow like those who have no hope. What does that mean? He's talking to people who've got a loved one that's gone on to the other side. He's dealing with sorrow in this verse. But he's also teaching us. There we go. He's also teaching us of how to deal with the time of the end here. Let me get back over here. There's Brother Roger. All right. Get back to you guys. There we go. Now, for if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so, God will bring with him those who sleep in Jesus. For this we say to you by the word of the Lord, that we who are alive and remain, you can say, on the earth, until the coming of the Lord will by no means precede those who are asleep. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, hello, with the voice of an archangel, with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. The dead in Christ will rise first. And then he says, then we, which are alive and remain, that's you and I, shall be caught up together to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Now, think about this. Jesus, I like how Dr. Barclay cleared that statement up about the catching away of the church and the second coming of Christ. The catching away, Jesus doesn't come to earth. His final appearance. But the second coming, let me make sure I got my words right here. The second coming is when Jesus' foot, when he actually puts his foot down on the Mount of Olives and ends the whole thing. So you and I are going to get to see Jesus come in the clouds. And I think the whole world is actually going to see him when that happens. And then you and I are going to be able to meet the Lord in the air. The graves of all those who've gone before us will be opened, and their bodies will meet their spirits in the air. And then we're going to be caught up, and it's going to be the greatest mass exodus that this nation has ever seen. It's going to be the greatest mass exodus this nation has ever seen. And you and I are going to, well, look what it says. And thus we shall ever be with the Lord. Now look at verse 18. Therefore, comfort one another with these words. Comfort one another with these words. One of you look up the word comfort in the Strong's and get us a definition of the word comfort. Type it in, or once you get it, then let me know. Chapter 5, verse 1. Concerning the times and the seasons, brethren, you have no need that I should write to you. For you yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so comes as a thief in the night. For when they say peace and safety, then sudden destruction comes upon them, as labor pains come upon a pregnant woman, and they shall not escape. So when they say peace and safety, then here comes sudden destruction. Verse 4, but you, brethren, are not in the darkness, so that this day should overtake you as a thief. If you stick with Sister Leanne and I, we're going to teach you this gospel all the way to the end. We're going to teach to watch and be ready. I mean, what Pastor said tonight about all this stuff, man, that ain't easy to listen to. Maybe it was for you, but it wasn't for me. I'm like, wow, that is really something. But at least we have a warning that causes us to be able to say, wow, this thing is really coming close. And I got to get myself ready and stay ready and fine-tune my faith. Like he said, we're not those that don't know he's coming like a thief in the night, and we got to be ready. Verse 5, you are all sons of light and sons of the day. We are not of the night or of darkness. I'll warn every one of us who are sitting here today, listening, please take this warning. Be very cautious how you influence somebody about God. Influence them that God will deliver them, set them free, transform them, provide for them, heal them, and transform them. If we influence somebody in the other way, we may cause them to walk away from the faith. This gospel is a gospel of power. And you and I have got to live in the power. We got to live in that power. And everyone around us wants to see that power of the gospel coming through us. And if we start telling people that, well, you just have to put up with it. You just have to suffer a little bit for Jesus. You're teaching a wrong doctrine, and you're in danger of leading somebody away from the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Fine-tune your faith to the point that it gets radical. And no matter who you talk to, whether you think your prayer is going to work or not, you speak that prayer, I declare life and life more abundantly into your life. Why? Because everybody we meet every day is somebody that we got to continually lead to the things of God. Got to lead them here to the things of God. All right, 6. Therefore, let us not sleep as others do, but let us watch and be sober. For those who sleep at night. Those who get drunk are drunk at night. Let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and as a helmet, the hope of salvation. For God did not appoint us to wrath. God did not appoint us to sickness. God did not appoint us to disease. God did not appoint us to lack. And you know, I'm never going to stop saying it. It doesn't matter what goes on, where, with anybody. I will not stop making this statement with the Apostle Paul, who's being led by the Holy Spirit. But to obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ. The word salvation in the Greek is the word sozo. It means victory. It means deliverance. It means peace. It means strength. It means blessing. It means honor. It means glory. The word sozo means all of the above. And it means the word saved. Verse 10. Through Jesus Christ, the Lord, who died for us. That whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with him. Therefore, comfort each other and edify one another, just as you also are doing. Now, edify means to build up. One of the statements that Dr. Barclay said there at the end of his 10 things to do, don't be a foolish virgin. Don't be a foolish virgin. Keep your lamp trimmed. Keep your vessels full of oil, because when the bridegroom sounds, there will be no time left to go get oil. What is oil? Oil is the Holy Spirit. Be filled with the Holy Spirit. Use this time of fasting and prayer at the beginning of this year to fast and pray and receive the baptism and the infilling of the Holy Spirit. Do it now. Why? Because we're already fasting. There's no better thing to fast for than to be filled with the Holy Spirit and to begin to function and flow in the gifts of the Spirit and have your heavenly prayer language so that you can build up yourself in your most holy, build up your spiritual immunity. I'm in 1 Thessalonians 5:12. When Jesus puts his foot down, is that when the earth is destroyed? No, because he's got to come back down here and reign for 1,000 years with the rod of iron in the city of David. So he's going to come back to this earth for 1,000 years to reign as the king of the earth, and you and I will reign with him as kings and priests. But that day is coming when Jesus will come back, and when we are taken up, when every human is taken off of this earth and stands in heaven for the judgment, the earth will be destroyed. when there's none of us on it. And there'll be a new heaven and a new earth created then, while you and I are in heaven receiving, like Jesus said, behold, I come quickly and my reward is with me. Here we go. I'm in 1 Thessalonians 5:12. Thank you for the question, Roger. We urge you, brethren, to recognize those who labor among you and are over you in the Lord and admonish you, and to esteem them very highly in love for their works' sake. Be at peace among yourself. It is proper for you and I to esteem highly, not worship, just to hold someone in high esteem because they work in the things of God. Verse 14, we exhort you, brethren, warn those who are unruly, comfort the faint-hearted. Well, let's look at what that comfort word is, because that's not the word pity, and it's not the word commiserate. That's not what the word comfort means. Uphold the weak. Be patient with all. It most definitely is to love them and care for them. But to strengthen the feeble knees means I build up your knees if they're weak. And your arms, I build them up and teach you how to strengthen them in Jesus' mighty name. Verse 15. See that no one renders evil for evil to anyone. Always pursue what is good, both for yourselves and for all. Rejoice always. Always be filled with rejoicing. I heard a great preacher preach the other day. And he said, it doesn't say rejoice about all things. It just means always be filled with rejoicing. Because thank you, Jesus, that you live within me and you have the answer for me by the power of the Holy Spirit and by the leadership of our Father, all of you who are living on the inside of me. Therefore, I can rejoice because I've received the blood and the righteousness of Jesus, and I'm walking with God Almighty. See that no one renders evil for evil. Pursue what is good, both for yourselves and for all. Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. In everything, give thanks. This is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Do not quench the spirit. Do not despise prophecies. Test all things. Hold fast to what is good. Now, you're going to have to test prophecies to see if they match the word. And if the person doesn't match the word and the prophecy doesn't match the word, you don't have to belittle the person or start a campaign to call them bad. You yourself know I can't listen to that person anymore. Now, not just because they preach something you didn't like, but because you can actually see they're in error according to the word of God. See, that's a big difference, big, huge difference. Do not quench the spirit. Do not despise prophecies. Test all things. Hold fast to what is good. Abstain from every appearance of evil. Abstain from the very appearance of evil. May the God of peace himself sanctify you wholly. May your whole spirit, soul, body be preserved blameless until the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Faithful is he who calls you, who also will do it. Now, thank you, Father, for this good word. Let's read the prophecy preview that Dr. Barclay gave us today. And like I said, you can go to his website and you'll see it right in the front page. If you just click on it, they will email you a copy right to your, they emailed this to me and I just printed it off with my printer. I used a lot of black ink on the top part, but it'd be all right. Here we go. His the main verse for this is 2 Corinthians 6:17. Come out from among them and be ye separate, says the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. Some of these things can perhaps be changed or even prevented by our response to God's warning, and that's exactly what Brother Dutch has been saying to us in Give Him 15. And you don't miss this week. It's going to be a good week. It's going to be a really, really good week in our morning prayer session. Now, number one, I predict that the pursuit of our children will continue to confuse multitudes of them and set them up for sexual perversion assault. If you have any influence in your children and your grandchildren's life, teach them to be safe. Teach them to be safe. And write a note. Teach them how to guard their children. Encourage them, if they're thinking about homeschooling, tell them just do it now. Get yourself already out of that system and just begin to teach your kids at home. Number two, I predict we'll have to fight spiritually like never before in supernatural prayer at the altars during worship services. Church attendance will be the medicine for all things. Getting together in the body of Christ, when you are connected to the body, you are connected to the life flow that causes the body to be strong. No difference. And if you cut your thumb up, it's laying on the counter. You only got so long to get that thumb back connected to the body before it'll actually be too far gone. You won't be able to make it. Number three, I predict that the demons will throw great tantrums and gain ground in every area of life, but not for those who discern them and stop them in their tracks. And those of you that's been with us this last week, that is exactly what we talked about all week long reading the story of Nehemiah. That's exactly what happened in the book of Nehemiah, chapters 2 through 6. And you can see this spiritual warfare battle right there in front of your eyes. And if you didn't get a chance to be a part of the program with us this last week on the prayer program, we call RWR, Rebuilding the Walls of Righteousness. Make sure you go back and catch them, because start on Monday and go right down through the week, because Brother Dutch did the dream and the interpretation, and we did the book of Nehemiah right alongside of it. Verse number four. I predict that the woke leaders will continue to shut down our country while trying to save our country. Hashtag delusional. Never seen pastor use a hashtag. That's pretty cool. I like it. And I declare that you and I penalize every woke company there is and do our best to not support them financially, just like we did to Disney and we did to PayPal and we did to a couple of to Facebook suffering. Why? Well, you're going to do this to us, then we're just going to take our money and go somewhere else. We're not deceived. We're not going to continually support you. Number five, I predict that once again we'll be very disappointed in the many prophetic utterances that go forth by those who prophesy things that seldom come to pass. And you can find that in Jeremiah chapter 5, verses 30 and 31. Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, all of those have scriptures in them where God said, you're prophesying, but you're not saying what I've said, but I didn't give you that word of prophecy. Number 6, I predict that cowardly, worldly ministers and pastors will allow more sewage to enter the church right under their nose and on their watch. False doctrines and heresy will attempt to decay the validity of the scriptures. Think about it. He told us earlier about the word twist. Twisted is the word for the occult. It takes the truth and the lie and twist it together in such a way that you can't tell which part belongs to which. It's the same thing you find in wicker furniture. What does it mean? Twisted. 6, 7. I predict that the churches and Christians who, what happened to my page here? All right, let me go over here. I predict, hold on. I predict, well, all right, let's try it one more time. So it'll be all right. I got it right here. Can't you tell? There it is. Number 7. I predict the churches and Christians who wake up and shake themselves will win life's battles by 70% over other Christians. That's interesting. I like how he said that. Number 8, there'll be much talk in D.C., but little accomplished. Prepare for surprises as things unfold, some to your liking, but most not. Interesting. Number 9, I predict there'll be an attempt to suggest assisted suicide and that ending one's life is beautiful. Euthanasia will get a real grip on the populace of some countries. And we bind that in Jesus' mighty name, and we're going to push back against that. Number 10, I predict a strong pushback to draconian rules and policies, both the present ones and the ones to come. Strong pushback. God help us. Push back. You and I are the force on this earth, and therefore we must push back in Jesus' name. Number 11, there'll be a constant push for central bank digital currency so the government will be able to have an even greater death grip on our lives. Disagree with government and they will simply erase your worth. That's exactly why they want the digital currency. So stand against it, fight against it, and pray against it so that our dollars are backed by gold. Thank you, Jesus, for President Trump. 12, the Great Reset is in motion, full speed ahead. If it isn't intercepted, it will cause such a lethal bleed that it will collapse nations. The winter of 2003 will go down in history as the cold year. The Green Agenda continually shuts down the manufacture of fossil fuel and makes it unreachable. Now, like he said, you and I can bind that. We do bind that in Jesus' name. And we declare that this isn't a prophetic utterance that says, thus shall it be on any of this. It's saying, here it is, now confront it. 14, the next crisis will most likely not be a COVID design, rather a man-made energy crisis. Both vehicle fuel and housing heat. Best to keep supplies in the cupboard, as this will drastically affect the food chain. Like Pastor's been saying for a long time now, having 2 months worth of food in the house is not fear, it's just wisdom. Just keep 2 months worth of food, or even 3 months worth of food in your house. And you might say, well, Pastor, how in the world do you do that? Just buy a lot of beans, buy you a bunch of peanut butter, and buy you a bunch of canned goods that'll last. Sister Leanne and I, we buy all kinds of beans and peas and all that stuff. And then we also buy that stuff. What do you call that stuff, love? Quinoa. Very good protein. And yet it's dry, so it'll keep in your cupboard even for a long period of time. And that's not fear. That's just wisdom. Some goofball does something stupid, you're still able to take care of yourself, and who knows, even feed people around you and watch provision of God multiply what you have. It's time for Christians and patriots to live out loud. Wait, 15. We will continue to see population reduction in Democratic-run states, and a constant fight to keep our freedom in all states. Time for Christians and patriots to live out loud. China will continue to pursue world dominance as American leadership tends to follow them to do what they want without much, if any, confrontation. It will once again prove they are our number one enemy, not the new financial frontier, as many have proclaimed. 17, judgment has come to social media giants. Their infant filtration of our society, their real reason for being, and their secret agendas will continue to be exposed. Transhumanism will become more exposed as those pushing it. Well, here we go. I don't know why I didn't think about this, but watch this. Well, look at there. I'm in number 18. You can even see it. Transhumanism will become more exposed as those pushing it become more and more vocal. Beware of collaborative intelligence, merging humans with artificial intelligence. That means putting a chip in your brain and teaching that chip how to make you into a superhuman. 19, the spirits of Antichrist will continue to prep the human race for his revival. Even many Christians will simply submit as though they are mesmerized. Deal with that statement. The spirits of Antichrist. But there was only one Antichrist, Pastor. Well, there is. But any spirit of the devil is anti-Christ. So that's many spirits. that are functioning today are anti-Christ. And when you see people opposing Jesus and God, you can just say it. There's the spirit of Antichrist right there. You guys in Michigan have leaders that are function under the demonic spirits of the Antichrist into a great degree, right in front of your eyes. Amen. Here we go. 20. The battle for liberty rages on. Mask mandates, vaccine mandates, as well as the communist push to snoop on our lives, including bank accounts, social media, schools, and public areas. They will say, comply or be erased. Isn't that an interesting statement? That's 2 Thessalonians 2, 9 through 12. Let me just read that. The coming of the lawless one is according to the working of Satan with power, signs, and lying wonders, with all unrighteous deception among those who perish, because they did not receive the love of the truth that they might be saved. For this reason, God will send them strong delusion that they should believe the lie, that they all may be condemned who did not believe the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. That is why you're going to hear me teach every one of us here to walk in the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I am going to teach you the righteousness of faith until Jesus comes. I will not stop. You might get tired of hearing me say it, but I am not going to get tired of saying it. I'm just going to say it. Here we go. 21. Marxism will continue to be permitted, even in our churches, when it marries reductionism and socialism. It will be a runaway locomotive like a battering ram. We must derail this now through straight preaching and biblical doctrine, which is what we do every morning on our prayer program. The word. We bind socialism, communism, feminism, male chauvinism, race. We bind those isms so that their power loses its grip over the church and the body of Christ. I believe the body of Christ is going to shine brighter than we have ever shined. Where sin abounds, grace will much more abound. 22. The allowance of secularism and reductionism by spiritual leaders will literally propel America's drift from Christianity to paganism. It's one of our nation's greatest threats. So, you and I just say, I ain't taking part in it at all. I ain't taking part at all. Let's have a drink of coffee. This happened some time ago, I know. I heard it from two friends in Vegas. This is not funny. No, it's not funny at all. They started the whole chip thing by saying you can put a chip in your pet. So you always knew where they were. Well, that's pretty cool. But it was just designed to see if it'd work in a living being. Now our special forces warriors have a chip no matter where they are around the world. They can be found in a matter of seconds. Well, that's a good thing. So you always know where to go find him. But it's also a bad thing. Yeah. 23, there'll even be more Christian separation and persecution because political differences will be heated up and leak into every area of life like sewage seeping into your home. Ball games, restaurants, schools, and more will be in rejection and attack mode. The Antichrist is on his way. And you're going to see it. Don't stop binding it. Don't stop rebuking it. Don't stop commanding it to lose its grip in your life at all, ever. But you're going to, you know, we can thoroughly expect that the more people say in a sports event, I want to give glory to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, you can expect them to turn the camera off. That's how stupid they are. But it don't matter. Just keep saying it and watch God put those people at the top. 24, America is now mostly under the time of the judges. Our courts will continue to prove it. Politics will so influence decisions instead of justice and our Constitution. Well, we don't have to submit to number 24. This is a warning. You and I pray all the time that we get unanimous decisions that defend the Constitution. That's why our prayer program and many just like us are of such absolute importance. You and I are going to find when we get to heaven that what we did and prayed here is going to be one of the forces that on the other side, there's going to be a huge reward to us because we were faithful to stand here and speak it every single day of our life. Let's keep moving. 25. Yeah, actually, Roger, we're not actually in any book of the Bible. We're actually, can you see these prophecy previews on the screen? You should be able to. Somebody tell me, can YouTube see the prophecy preview?
I don't think we're supposed to see this, what I can see. It just looks like a blue file.
All right, thank you.
We're supposed to see this, what I can see. It just looks like a blue file.
Can you see it now?
Yes. I predict the lack of social interaction, and yeah.
All right.
I predict the great power will come to those who...
All right, so anytime you guys see that happen, you're like, that don't look right. Make sure you always speak up and say something to me so that we are always continually showing you the right thing, you know, because I do it on purpose because I have the ability to share this so that you can actually read it with me. And there's no reason I would ever show you the screen of my computer because what is that? You know, anyways, thank you, Rebecca. I appreciate that. Now, let me see if that finally got it over to the right place where I wanted it to be. There we go. I'm on 25. There it is. I can't see what's on YouTube. Because I can't just let it play. Because that will always create more of my deal. Anyways, here we go. Thank you, Roger, for being over there. Thank you, Rebecca, for telling me. Thank you, everybody, for your help and helping us do what we're doing. 25, I predict the lack of social interaction. Isolation and separation will cause people to live depressed and even turn them violent and aggressive. And that's the value of what you and I do right here every single day. That's the value of what we're doing right here on this program because I didn't see people actually teaching the Word of God. When we had hours every day, that was the greatest time to establish people in their faith in the things of God. And they were giving them 15-minute segments, and nobody got trained, and nobody saw the seriousness and the reality of it. But thank God there's places like this. You and I can continually share this with people and say, come on by and be with us. And God will always help us keep this program on the cutting edge where he wants it to be. Amen. 26, I predict that great power will come to those who chase God. Shout with me. Hallelujah.
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 Amen.
Amen. Nonchalant service to the King. No nonchalant service to the King. 27. I predict that great peace will come to those who attend church regularly. Well, you know, you don't even have to be a prophet to be able to predict that. Okay? No slacking off, no skipping church ever. You don't even have to be a prophet to predict that, because the more we assemble ourselves together, the stronger we get and the more God's blessing is on our life. I predict, this is Dr. Barclay, I predict that great direction will come to those who live in their Bible. No slacking off from the scriptures. No slacking off from the scriptures. How cool is that? I predict that great healing will come to those who forgive everyone for everything. No holding grudges or getting even. No, Roger, we're on the prophecy preview that Dr. Barclay wrote from his office as a prophet. That's what it is that we're looking at right now. This isn't in the Bible. This is a prophecy preview that he wrote, and he says to us, these are things that you and I have to go to prayer and begin to pray against this stuff so that we can change it. These aren't verses of scripture in the Bible. These are prophecy preview words written by a man of God. And he uses the words, I predict, because that way it keeps it from, I am a prophet of God, he is, and I prophesy this and declare this will be the case no matter what. Well, there's a bunch of this stuff that you and I can change if we just get busy and join in and be the church that changes it. I'm on number 29 again. Let me see. Has this showed up over here for you, Roger? Did it change? Not yet. Let me just see if it's changed. There it is. Now, I predict that great healing will come to those who forgive everyone for everything. No holding grudges or getting even. Number 30, I predict that demons and Satan himself will be stopped in their tracks by the biblical words of our mouth. No filth or defeat in our words. No filth or defeat in our words. Get that garbage out. All right? Now, you know, you hear me say it all the time, and I'm just never going to stop. The power of life and of death is in our tongues. Learn to use your words and speak this word, because as you do, and you speak God's word out loud, it comes to life. It is life to those who find it and health to all their flesh. 31. I predict that as we once again kindle the fire within, we will overcome all things. Those who don't will suffer defeat. 32. America has been kicked down to one knee. We, God's people, must pray, turn from our wrong ways, and seek his face to stand her back up again. Though it looks futile, God will preserve America to preach the gospel to the end time generations. And he said that, and I predict 2022, number 26. That was his statement last year as he made that statement. Now watch. Everything he said from 1 to 31, you and I got to go to war and stop it. And we got to keep slapping that restraining order on the enemy that says, no, you don't. No, you don't. No, you don't. And then everywhere we go, we got to teach people the righteousness of faith. Everywhere we go. The more righteousness we get established in this nation, righteousness of faith that we get established in this nation, the more we crush 1 through 31 on this sheet. I guarantee you, Dr. Barclay wants every one of these 31 things on this sheet crushed. And for you and I to be the ones that stand up and cause America to stand up. And like Brother Dutch says every time he does the program, America will be saved. Now let's read it again. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 5, 6, 7. And that's probably where we're going to end. And then we'll receive communion together and be done early tonight. Do you not remember that when I was still with you, I told these things? 2 Thessalonians 2, 5, 6, and 7. 2 Thessalonians 2, 5, 6, and 7. When I was still with you, I told you these things. And now you know what is restraining, that he, that's a small he, and that's the Antichrist, that he may be revealed in his own time. It's not talking about Jesus. It's talking about the Antichrist. 7, for the mystery of lawlessness is already at work. Only he, that one's capitalized, who now restrains will do so until he is taken out of the way. And then the lawless one will be revealed. Until you and I, the church, are taken out of the way, the lawless one cannot do his work. Why? Because the gospel's been preached in every nation around the world. Men like Brother Copeland, Brother Jesse, Andrew Walmack, Billy Graham, Chuck Swindoll, Charles Stanley, all the great preachers of our day have literally preached the gospel in every nation of the world. Brother George Pearson, we were studying a video of him today, was saying how they've really found a bunch of shortwave radio stations where they can preach the gospel. You might think in our day, like, really, shortwave? Yeah, it's still there. There's still nations that use shortwave, and they're preaching the gospel on it every single day. So until we are removed from this earth, there's a billion of us now. There's nothing the enemy can do. We are the prevailing force on this earth. Now, I told you that was my last set of verses, but I got to give you another one because the Holy Spirit has just brought it to my mind and said, read it. Ephesians 1, 19. Let's do 17 through 23. Ephesians 1, 17 through 23. Where are we at here? Let's take this off the share and get back over here. There we go. Ephesians 1, 17 to 23. Now watch this. You got to live in this every day. Learn to live in this, seriously. Verse 17. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, but also the Father of you and me, may give to you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. Pray this prayer every day. Some of you feel like you don't have any wisdom from God. Pray this prayer every day until you have it so deep inside of you, you can just speak it automatically without ever even looking at the paper. Yeah. You got to do it. You got to do it. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling for you, what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, the riches of the glory for you, your inheritance. What's the exceeding greatness of his power toward us? Not just his power, then the stars are in place and the moon's in place and the world's in place. No, the exceeding of his greatness of his power to us who believe. Exceeding greatness of power. That's not a little devil, do you? That's not barely make it. That's not survive and just barely scrimp along. No. Exceeding greatness of his power. Read your Bible and tell every other stupid mouth to shut up when they tell you God can't do something for you. And if it's your stupid mouth saying it, then you stop saying it. Now, wait. I didn't look at anybody when I said that, according to the working of his mighty power. 20. Which he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead, seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places. Now watch what happens here. Jesus is far above all principality. Jesus is far above all power, far above all might, far above all dominion, far above every name that is named, not only in this age, in the one that is to come. And that name lives in you and me. See, there's no reason to be weak. Let the weak say, I am strong. The weak aren't supposed to say, would you come cry with me? The weak are to say, hello, pastor, feeling weak. Can you pray for me? Yeah. Let them call the elders of the church. The elders of the church will pray for you. They'll anoint you with oil if they can get to you. But the prayer of faith will save the sick. And if you've committed any sins, they'll be forgiven you. And you'll receive strength. Verse 19, the exceeding greatness of his power. Verse 22, and he, God, put all things under his, Jesus, feet, and gave him, Jesus, to be head over all things to the church. Look at verse 23, which is his body. The church is Jesus' body. The fullness of Jesus, who fills all in all. The church is the fullness of Jesus' body on this earth. Not a building. The ecclesia. You and me. God's governing body of authority. His ambassadors. His kings and priests. Priests ministered to God and the kings led the people. That's what you and I are. We are the fullness of the body of Christ on this earth. I declare over every one of us here that we get this so deep on the inside of us that this transforms our life forever and ever and ever and ever. God is wanting to do exceeding abundantly above all you ever ask or think, but you're going to have faith and patience and let patience have its perfect work and stand in faith. And look at yourself in the mirror and say, get your spiritual weapons together and fight this enemy tooth and nail every single day. I just read Ephesians chapter 1, verses 17 through 23. Ephesians chapter 1, verses 17 through 23. Ephesians chapter 1, 17 through 23. It's one of the prayers that every one of us should pray every day. I know. I say that to you all the time. And what you got to do is say, yep, God just illuminated that one to me. I'm going to say it every day. Or say, well, yeah, I see that's an important one, Pastor, but I'm already praying this one and this one. Because it's the Holy Spirit of God that while I preach, it illuminates your heart, your mind, your understanding. Who knows how many people that's the first time they ever heard those verses read. It doesn't matter. If it's your first time of hearing them read and they came to life, then get them out and read them out loud, proclaim them out loud every single day of your life, because they will begin to produce the life that is in them inside of you. And as you speak, as you see them with your eyes, and you read it, your ears are going to hear it, your mouth's going to speak it, it's going to go down into your heart, and then as life happens, it's going to come up out of your mouth, and you're going to be able to hurl these verses forth as weapons of authority against our enemy. And that is what our God needs from you every single day from now till Jesus comes. Everybody's got a gift. Everybody's got to be using that gift for Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Now, in the middle of all of this, You hear it, Rip? In the middle of all this, I hear Sister Leanne home, or somebody just walked in my house. Amen. Glory be to God. I want to encourage every single one of you to be so strong in God this year that there is nothing that even slows you down. I know sometimes you got to be like we're studying. One of our favorite things to do is sit on the couch and put on some good preaching and shout glory and judge ourselves and declare we're doing that. And one of our favorites is George and Gloria, George Pearson and Gloria Copeland, and they teach a message called Bulldog Faith.
That was really good. I love it.
Hi. Happy to see everybody. Oh, Mary's here. Hi, Mary. And Dan and Phyllis, hi.
And
Rebecca
and
Roger.
And Sunday.
Hi, everybody. Hope you had a good day and a good night. That was a really good meeting with Dr. Barclay, wasn't it?
Really good.
Really eye-opening. Wow.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Seriously. And I think it's awesome because when you look at this, when you take these things like this and say, well, thank you for putting it on paper. He just gave us an excellent prayer manual.
Yeah, really good.
All we got to do now is just pray this and speak the name of Jesus over it. No, huh? He didn't go out, though.
Didn't he go out either?
No, I said he did go out. But,
oh, he did go out?
Yeah, he might, you know, he's probably going to want to go out just because he said it. Just because he likes to go with his mom anywhere. Anyways, back to the point of our message here. Paul said, comfort one another with these words.
Sorry, I didn't mean to disrupt everything.
It's okay. You didn't really disrupt everything. Everybody said hi to him. But I just haven't stopped talking about the dog yet. But I stopped now. Paul said in 1 Thessalonians, comfort one another with these words. Comfort them. And what does that word comfort mean? And did anybody get the chance to look it up? I didn't get to look it up. Let's just do it right now. We might as well do it right now here in front of God and everybody because we got the tools. I like this. Because we got the tools, we might as well do it. So we're going to take this over here. We're going to go up here to the King James Plus. And we're going to go down here to 1 Thessalonians. Nope. Yeah, 1 Thessalonians 4. And that verse, got to get this down here like this, is here in verse 18. Comfort. 3870, to call to one side, to address, to speak to, which may be done in the way of exhortation, entreaty, means admonish, exhort, to beg, to entreat, or beseech. So see, nowhere in that is the word pity. It's just not a part of that word. It's pity. It's not in that statement. But many people in our day want to use the word comfort as to show pity to. And that's just not the plan of God. Now, let's go to chapter 5. And he uses the word again here. Yep, same word. Yep. Same word. Wherefore, comfort, it actually means to address, to speak to exhort, to admonish, to beseech, to entreat. It just means help them to receive this instruction that we don't have to be afraid of what's going on in this day. We do not have to be afraid. And that's what the word comfort, parakaleo, actually means in the Greek. It means admonish, instruct, entreat, encourage, beseech them. Don't be discouraged. Stand up and be strong in the things of God, in Jesus' mighty name. Well, let's pray. Father, in Jesus' name. Wait. No, a minute ago, I heard the Holy Spirit say, let's sing. Are you ready? We're going to sing. And I was, you know, as we went through all this, it's like, well, that is one serious prayer assignment sheet right there. 32 things assigned by God to pray for. But thank you, Lord, it's given to us by a prophet. Not only by a prophet, but by the prophet of my life. Dr. Barclay's never led me astray. Never. Never one time. This is a man of God who walks with God every day, who is determined to get everybody to stay in the book and stay in church and walk with God every single day. And so thank God for this prophetic utterance. When you believe God, you'll be established. When you believe his prophet, you will prosper. That's the word from 2 Chronicles. Now, let's pray. Father, thank you. Thank you. I was supposed to be singing, wasn't I? You ready? Let's sing. For you are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. For you are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. For you are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. For you are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. Father, in Jesus' name, we give you glory. We give you the honor and the praise. Truly, Jesus, you alone are worthy of all the honor and the glory and the power and the praise. You alone are worthy. No one else is worthy. The angel showed John heaven. All of heaven stood as you came forward to open the scroll, read it. All of heaven sang, for you are worthy to receive glory and honor and praise. And we bring that glory and that honor and that praise to you now. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. I'm going to say it right out of the Bible. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain, to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. And then it says, every creature which is in heaven, on earth, watch this, under the earth, and in the sea, and all that are in them, I heard saying, blessing and honor, glory and power be to him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb forever and ever. And the four living creatures said, amen. And the 24 elders fell down and worshiped him who lives forever and ever. Now, let's receive our communion together like we always do. You know, I was thinking earlier tonight, and I just don't like it when I don't have a program to all y'all folks on YouTube. So right at the end is like, well, read the prophecy preview and make a program. We got Blog Talk Radio with us, and we got YouTube with us. Glad to have you guys here. Remember, somewhere the week of the 23rd, we'll be going through the book of Revelation with Dr. Hilton Sutton. We want you with us. At this point, I don't have the ability to broadcast it on YouTube. I need you to get connected to us in Zoom. You don't have to have your mic on. You don't have to have your camera on. I need you to get connected with us on Zoom in the next 2 weeks so that you can be a part of the book of Revelation. It is an amazing study with Dr. Hilton Sutton. So make sure you get there in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Here we go. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 23-28 and verse 31. 1 John chapter 4, verses 17 and 18. Here we go. What I'm going to do now is I'm going to read to you the verses of Scripture about communion. And then we're going to pray the prayer of salvation so that everyone that's with us will be right with God. Then we will give you about 2 minutes of instruction and receive the elements together. That's the process that God has given to us. It's different than what other people do. They're not wrong and we're right. We're not wrong and they're right. It's just us following the Holy Spirit. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23. For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took the bread. And when he blessed it, he broke it. And he said, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same manner, after supper, he also took the cup, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. As often as you drink it in remembrance of me. Verse 26, for as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's redemptive work, his death until he comes. Verse 28, here's instruction about communion. Let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. Verse 31, for if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. Isn't it something that God says, judge yourself? But now we see why he says it, because he comes to live within us. So he's in here helping us judge ourselves. 1 John 4:17. Perfect love cast out fear. Whoops, that's not the right verse. 1 John 4:17. Love has been perfected among us in this, that we might have boldness in the day of judgment. Why? Because as he is, so are we in this world. Perfect love cast out fear and the torment that goes with it. Why? Because there is no fear in God's perfect love. And there's no fear in the communion elements if you just come here and judge yourself first. Nobody can keep it from you because you're not a member. Nobody can exclude you and say, no, you can't take it with us. You're not part of our church. Nope. If the body of Christ is being broken and you're a member of the body of Christ, then you can receive the elements. You ready? Let's pray the prayer of salvation. Pray this prayer with me. And in 2 minutes, if you mean this from the depths of your heart, you'll be born again and a member of the body of Christ. Ready? Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
I know I need you in my life every day.
I know I need you in my life every day.
And according to John 3:16.
And according to John 3:16.
When I believe in you. You give me everlasting life.
You give me everlasting life.
And I will not perish.
I thank you for it.
So Jesus, here's my declaration of faith.
So Jesus, here's my declaration of faith.
I believe you are the only begotten Son of God.
I believe you are the only begotten Son of God.
And you rose again on the third day just for me.
And you rose again on the third day just for me.
Put your arms up and just say, I receive you into my life, Jesus.
I receive you into my life.
All of your grace and your mercy, all of your love and your righteousness.
All of your love and your righteousness.
Filling every part of my life.
With all the fullness of God.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit. So I live in power.
Understand the word of God.
Pray in my heavenly language.
And live a successful life as a believer every day.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
And amen. And we say, welcome to the family of God. Welcome to the family of God.
Amen.
Glad to have you with us. We're glad and honored to be the ones to lead you to Jesus. If you meant that from the depths of your heart, you're experiencing God fill every part of your life. You might be like, wow, Pastor, what in the world is going on? You're being filled with God. That's not something that we say. That is the reality of what goes on. God just came and filled you. That's why you're experiencing joy, happiness, peace, hot. Some people say hot oil. Feels like somebody dumped you in the water. I mean, people have had all kinds of things come to pass in their life. What is it? The darkness is fleeing. Why? Because you're being filled with the light of God's love. Man, I wish somebody would have told me this when I was 15 years old. You know? God restores the years. Because you didn't get filled with the denomination. You didn't get filled with a list of do's and don'ts. I remember when I was first a Christian, I used to always think, if somebody could just give me a list of the things I should do and the things I shouldn't do. Well, guess what happened? They gave me that list. And it didn't satisfy. Because you don't need a list. God lives in here. My job, my duty, my responsibility as a fivefold ministry gift is to teach you how to hear the voice of God inside of you and walk with him every day of your life. And that's what we do here. Get your Bible. I recommend this one. Thompson Chain Reference Bible. It's a great Bible. It is filled with many aids so that you can get verses of scripture all the way across the Bible. I recommend it. It's expensive. But you know what? There's times you've spent $40 to go watch a movie. Spend $40 on a Bible. You've spent a whole night of eating out at a restaurant and drinking at a bar. Cost you hundreds of dollars. This Bible won't cost you that much. And I encourage you. Get it? Read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, the book of Acts. Every time you see Jesus' words in red, where he says, the Father or my Father, circle them. Because Jesus is revealing to you and me what the Father is in our lives every day. Because that's what he came to do. Show us the Father, reconcile us to the Father, and then destroy the work of the devil. And Jesus did that immediately. Jesus destroyed the work of the devil in the garden. Mm-hmm. Jesus destroyed the work of the devil before the foundation of the world. In Jesus' mighty name. You can take my name, Samuel J. Cottle, in YouTube and search Samuel J. Cottle and then just type in love. Or faith or righteousness, and it'll bring up a bunch of videos that you'll be able to watch. They're just fun videos like we do every night right here, and you'll be like, wow, that's amazing. And when you get there, listen to it again and again, and then open your Bible and see the verses, and then get you a notebook and write them down and begin to speak them out loud so that your mouth is speaking them, your eyes are reading them, your ears are hearing them, and they're going down inside of your life to give you life every single day. In Jesus, I didn't. Click like, subscribe, hit the bell, and be a part of what we do every single day right here. Remember, the fourth week of January. Why do I keep saying that? We're going to be doing the book of Revelation. Dr. Hilton Sutton's going to be leading us through it. That's a great study of the book of Revelation. You'll lose all fear of the end times. Why? Because Jesus is on the inside of you. You ready? Let's receive our communion elements together now. Get you some bread, some grape juice. Even those of you that are just born again, you don't have to wait for some great accomplishment in your Christian life. We get to lead you into the communion elements right now. How awesome is that? Won't it be something to see how many people took their first communion right here with us? I mean, it's like, hold your elements up, unless, of course, you poured them too full. Bless them with me. I bless and sanctify these elements.
I bless and sanctify these elements.
For this time of communion with you, Lord.
For this time of communion with you, Lord.
Pray this prayer. Jesus, you were wounded for my transgression.
Jesus, you were wounded for my transgression.
You were bruised for my iniquity.
You were bruised for my iniquity.
The chastisement for my peace is on you, Lord.
The chastisement for my peace is on you, Lord.
And by your stripes, I am healed.
And by your stripes, I am healed.
In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body.
In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body.
In my mind, my will, and my emotion.
In my mind, my will, and my emotion.
There's nothing missing, nothing broken.
Nothing missing, nothing broken.
Every joint supplying in my body.
every joint supplying in my body.
From your broken body, Jesus.
From your broken body, Jesus.
In the body of Christ and my community.
In the body of Christ and my community.
And right here in this community of faith.
And right here in this community.
All the way around the world to Julian and Vimala. In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen. Let's receive his broken body together. Thank you, Jesus, for your wonderful work that's alive and well in our lives right now. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Here we go. Lift up the cup of blessing, the blood of Jesus. Pray this with me. I poured mine too full, guys. I must set it down so I don't spill it. By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I have been redeemed.
I have been redeemed.
By the blood of Jesus, I have reconciliation with my Father.
By the blood of Jesus, I have reconciliation with the Father.
By the blood of Jesus, every sin is placed in remission.
By the blood of Jesus, every sin is placed in remission.
And there's no more condemnation in my life. And I thank you for it.
And I thank you for it.
I am a new creation.
I am a new creation.
Old things have passed away and all things have become new.
All things have passed away and all things have become new.
By the blood of Jesus, I come boldly to my God, my Father.
By the blood of Jesus, I come boldly to the throne.
Where I find grace, mercy, and help. For my assignment every day. By the blood of Jesus and the word of my testimony, I overcome.
By the blood of Jesus and the word of my testimony, I overcome.
The accuser of the brethren has nothing he can do to me.
The accuser of the brethren has nothing he can do to me.
Every plague has to pass over my life.
Every plague has to pass over my life.
My conscience is purged.
My conscience is purged.
My robes are made white. And I will always be. The glorious church without spot or wrinkle.
The glorious church without spot or wrinkle.
When you come for me in Jesus' mighty name.
When you come for me in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen. Let's receive his bloodshed. Glory to the Lamb of God. Glory. Ready? Here we go. Let's sing. I'll sing my dad's favorite song. Would you be free from your burden of sin? There's power in the blood. Power in the blood. Would you or evil a victory win? There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Now, remember, Sunday at noon Eastern. Is today Saturday?
Yes. Yes.
I almost thought I missed a day. Sunday at noon Eastern, we'll be right here for 1 hour of faith. We teach faith principles. usually the story of somebody in the Bible and how they functioned in faith. And we want you to be there with us in Jesus' mighty name. Sister Phyllis, you got those verses ready?
Absolutely, honey. Jude 20 through 25, but you, beloved, building yourselves up in your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit. Keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. And on some have compassion, making a distinction, but others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garments defiled by the flesh. Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen.
Amen and amen and amen and amen.
And I'd like to read Revelation 1, 5, and 6. And from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, and the ruler over the kings of the earth, to him who loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and has made us kings and priests to his God and Father. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. I love the word of God.
I love the word of God. Good night, Sunday. We love you. And we bless you in Jesus' mighty name. Now, everything's done. The benediction is done. So, do any of you have a question about tonight? I want to get that done so that anybody that wants to say, that's it, I'm going to bed, see y'all in the morning, can do it.
I have a question. How come we can't have another 4 hours of reading the Bible? I love it.
Woo!
Glory, I guess you have to get some sleep so you can preach again tomorrow, huh?
Regardless of how much I don't think I need sleep, Sister Leanne still believes I need sleep.
I do.
I'm not sure why she still believes it. But... Well.
Are you going to do Zoom with Read the Word tonight?
No. I've not started Read the Word for this year.
Okay.
Anyways. So, if you want to Read the Word, it is on the playlist, and you can go back and grab it from last year.
I do quite often.
And
yeah.
It's
so much easier to listen to you read it than to hold my magnifying glass.
Well, if you go to the YouTube playlist for Read the Word, you can go right back and you can have all the videos from last year, and they're in chronological order. Wait a minute. Let me say that again. The last time I checked, they were in chronological order.
Good. Okay.
Who knows? That's my faith. They will always stay in chronological order. And the angels of the Lord will keep them in chronological order because I was a good steward and put them in chronological order.
Okay.
In Jesus' mighty name.
I'll see you tomorrow.
Jesus' mighty name.
I'll see you tomorrow. God bless you.
Bless you.
Bless you.
Bless you, Mary. It's
Love
good
you
to
guys.
Have you with us
have
tonight.
Have a good night.
Bless you, Sunday, and Roger and Rebecca. And all you on YouTube and Facebook that we don't see, we love you. Remember this, like we say, we love you.
We love you.
And God loves you.
And God loves you.
And God loves you.
And Jesus
is Lord.
And Jesus is Lord. Good night.
Have a wonderful, wonderful. Yeah, bless you, Mary. Have a wonderful night.
I've been listening.
Hey, that's awesome.
I was listening.
Amen. God bless you.
Take care.
Bless you too.
See you soon.
Night.